Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems of Learning tonight has once again generously been sponsored by our dear friend Jonathan Spear in commemoration of the yahrzeit of his beloved mother, Toby Spear, Tova Leah Bas Aaron, and his beloved grandmother, Rosie Spear, Razel Spear. Their neshamos, their soul, should have an aliyah.
Amen.
Continuing in Hilchas Pesach, Simen, Tov Lamed Beis, Hilchas Bedikas Chametz, as a hemshich, as a continuation of what we've been learning the previous night, tonight's two fascinating components of a very interesting halacha. We notice that the recitation, the saying of one bracha, actually has the koyach, has the strength to identify and work for multiple locations. And we'll see what that means when the Mechaber tells us in Halacha Beis, where the bracha that a person recites is b'bracha achas yochol livdoik kama batim. You make one singular bracha, it's able to count for multiple locations, two houses. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that there would also be a circumstance, let's just say, of a store that is in another location, it's in your chotzer, even beyond your chotzer. So then, assuming you make one bracha with all of these locations in mind, it's sufficient, it suffices. But what's fascinating here is that, as we've been discussing previously, even teva achas, there is something called the hefsek, there's something called the pausation that makes it such that if there's a pause, then you need to make another bracha. So here we understand that one bracha is able to work for multiple houses. Mishnah Berurah explains, v'alicha mibayis lebayis lehevei hefsek. You know that when you travel from one house to another house, it's not considered a hefsek. Now, that doesn't mean you should listen to talk radio, and that doesn't mean you should now do all types of shtusen and have all types of interruptions. But assuming you have kavana, you have no interruption, no pause in your mind. So even if you go from mibayis lebayis, from house to house, from house to chotzer, so then the bracha that you recite in location aleph counts for location beis, works for the second location. That's one point. But listen to this other circumstance where one bracha counts for multiple locations. And the Chabad continues, v'im balabayis writes it, if the balabayis, the head of the household, desires and wants, so yamid mi b'nei beiso etzlo, can coordinate that all of the members of his house, everybody assembles really close to him. And you know what's going to happen? So b'shashehu mivorech, he's going to make the bracha. And Mishnah Berurah says that everybody has to listen carefully, and they have to respond amen before they disperse. But everybody is able to come to that area, to that location. And after he makes the bracha, and after everybody hears the blessing, and they all respond amen, v'yispazru livdoik ish ish mim kaimai. You know what that means? That everybody can then disperse, everybody can then go and travel to each of their own locations. Now it's a plukta in how to understand this mechaber. It could mean both things. Multiple locations outside of the singular domain, or it could mean that there are within the same domain that everybody can then check the same house, but members of the house are going to check, this person will check this room, and that person will check that room, so on and so forth. So assuming the balabais makes the bracha, assuming that everybody else says amen, now they can all spread out. It doesn't have to be that everybody goes together as one train of an entourage, but everybody can go to different locations and they can spread out. So why? Because an asmach bracha shebeirich habalabayis, you can rely on the bracha that the balabayis recites. There is a function of brev am hadras melech, a multitude, and the function of which we know that a shaliach has a tremendous amount of significance, and by sending a messenger, how great and weighty that is. So you see, for both of these reasons, that one bracha can count, not only for two locations, but even within the same location, multiple people then functioning as it relates to the bedika. But one final point tonight, Mishnah Berurah says, what does it mean, asmach bracha? Now what happens in a situation when you have a balabayis? He's going to make the bracha and everybody else is going to do the bedika. I'm not going to do the bedika, you'll all do the bedika. What's the halacha then? Mishnah Berurah understands this case could possibly happen. Vima balabayis in a bayde klal. If let's say he doesn't check or search for the chametz at all, and he incorporates the instruction that others should then do the bedika, he can't make the bracha and have Yenim go do the searching. He would have to minimally also participate in the searching, just even ever so small, the amount that he'd have to search. That would be okay, even if he tries and doesn't find. But if he tries in some capacity, that bracha is chal for other people. But if he's simply just going to be yeshev, Al-Kisei Ram V'Nisa, and he's going to make a bracha and assume that everybody else is going to know now do his work for him, No, that doesn't work. The people that do the bedikas, at least one of them would have to then make the bracha on behalf of all. Mamshich with these topics. Amir Tashem, Inyanei Pesach, in the night. So I will stop here.